my question is on Acts, the 15th chapter, and it's about circumcision.
Okay.
And I want to know, I was reading today about Abraham and circumcision when God made that covenant with Abraham.
Uh-huh.
And I'm wondering what happened here in the 15th chapter of Acts. What's going on in this chapter where it says some men came down from Judea to Antioch
All right.
and were teaching?
Yeah, in Acts 15, the council in Jerusalem gives some summary advice to the Gentiles that were turning to Christianity on a few specific questions they had.
Mm-hmm.
They had questions about eating things that were sacrificed to idols. They had questions about living with someone that you were not married to. Was that fornication?
Mm-hmm.
And from eating things, animals that had been butchered by strangling rather than the throat being cut.
Mm-hmm.
And because the Jews had laws about all these.
Okay.
And the Ten Commandments did not specifically address a couple of these things. So they sent them back a letter, and they said, we write unto them that they had abstained from the pollutions of idols, from fornication. Now, it's not talking about when two people are married and they break the marriage by sleeping with others. They just live together without getting married.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, is this okay? And the Bible says, no, that's fornication. And from things strangled and from blood. They were not to eat the blood of animals, which people still do. Christians do today. They shouldn't do.
Okay. So is circumcision...
Circumcision is not mentioned here, but Paul later says circumcision is nothing, uncircumcision is nothing, but keeping the commandments of God is what matters.
Okay. So I guess my question is... Where they're talking about circumcision, where the argument comes up about it. Here's the music.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, is the problem that some Jewish believers were trying to get Gentiles to be circumcised?
Yep.
Or
yeah, and Paul, that's when Paul said, 1 Corinthians 7:19, circumcision is nothing, uncircumcision is nothing, but keeping the commandments of God. So they were trying to impose circumcision on the Christians, and it was part of the ceremonial law that God gave Abraham.